Well, Father's Day approaches this weekend, and it's certainly a pleasant time for many dads out there, but for others, not so much. Some are embroiled in some pretty bitter custody situations. It's one of those things where one man's feast is another man's famine, if you will. And we're talking to Dan Cuneo with Cordell & Cordell, a law firm specializing in the man's needs in the courtroom and in family court when we talk about issues like this. And Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean, for having me.
All right, just tell us again about the history of the law firm. I know the footprint, boy, it really has grown from the time since I heard the first ad several years ago.
Sure, we're about 25 years old, and our main office started in St. Louis, and we've just been expanding. We're international now. We have an office over in London, and as you mentioned earlier, we really like to focus on men's rights, which is protecting their time with the most valuable asset, which is their children.
Yeah, it certainly stands to reason that roles have changed. Women are working more. It seems like some family courts out there are still lost in the 1950s. The world's changed, and men can bring a lot more to the table than maybe they did in the past.
That's true, and you raise a really good point, because if you look back, at least when my parents were growing up, the dads had a different role, and fatherhood in America today is really changing, and the pendulum is definitely moving in the right direction. But as you mentioned, we still unfortunately have some views or courtrooms that are a little bit more archaic and just need a little bit a push to catch up with the times. And that's really where my firm and my colleagues we assist our clients and really prepare a zealous representation to focus on what is most important, and that is maximizing time with the child or the children. And if you look at what the research shows over the last 50 years, there's definitely been a big change in the role of fathers, especially the challenges that dads face today as opposed to 50 years ago. Back then, the reality and the perception was dads worked, they came home, spent a little bit of time with the child or children, and then that was it. And moms really had the majority of the time in the main role. But move forward to 2018, and especially in the past few years leading up to this year, that role has changed. And we see the majority of our clients and the majority of the individuals coming in for initials really want to focus on what can I do to be more involved in my children's lives. It's either they're going through a divorce and they want to make sure that their time is protected and maximizing their time with their children, or they already have a court order and it's unfair and they want to spend time because they are the father, and children need both parents. And if you look at what the research shows, it is much better for children to have two involved and active parents in their lives. And what we're seeing is an increase in dads wanting to have that involvement. Now, of course, there is the challenge of the work-life balance, meaning being able to go to work and provide for a family, but still being able to set a time that important hours of the day to be with your children and to let them know that you're there for them, that you care for them, and that you love them. And that's what we're focusing our representation on, is to really level the playing field for dads, to make sure that they can maximize their time with their kids.
Is it getting better in the courtrooms out there?
It is. And one thing I want to point out, especially in Illinois, we're progressing a little bit better. We used to have what's called physical time, and now it's called parenting time. It's a change, of course, in the way that it's described, but it's a shift that the courts are really viewing that dads need to be more involved. But there is currently a Senate bill right now. It's on its way to the House, but it's Senate Bill 4113. Again, Senate Bill 4113 that is really wanting to have a rebuttable presumption that it should be equal parenting time, meaning 50-50. And that's something that we're really keeping a close eye on, and hopefully can get that shepherd through so we can really level the playing field for dads out there. But at the end of the day, we really want the courts to focus on what is in the best interest of the children. And in my opinion, it's to have the maximization of time with both parents.
And that certainly is a commendable, trying to push that balanced approach and trying to prevent things from dissolving in the first place. What do you tell someone out there who sees a situation where what they have, the family unit's in peril, and I guess you try to, on one hand, try to save the family, do what you can, and at the same time, you have to be prepared that obviously that decision's not always 100% in your hands. You have to prepare for the other scenario at the same time.
Right, and, you know, we really break it down into two situations, because you have the one instance where you're coming in and you really want to preserve that family unit, and divorce or separation is the last thing that you want to do. And we never advocate for divorce or separation. We're here to advise you what your rights are and to let you know where you stand within the law. But at the end of the day, we really want to try to keep the family unit intact. And if that cannot happen, then that's where we come in and zealously represent to make sure that we're protecting your most precious and biggest asset, which are your children. And we will guide you through not only the process, but what to do to try to accomplish that goal. And then you have to look at it from the other view, to where maybe you already are divorced and you have a divorce decree or you have an interim order, but the communication between you and your spouse is breaking down or it's not working out. Or even worse, there's some type of danger posed to the child or children that we need to get involved right away. And in those situations, we really don't want to waste time, because we want to be proactive with the courts to let the judge know, here's the situation and this is unacceptable. Dad is willing to step in and spend more time and can spend more time, so we need to have a change in place. We really need to get an action on file with the courts. But it really is going to depend upon the circumstance and the situation, because at the end of the day, we need to abide by what the current law is, and there's certain burdens of proof that we're going to have to establish with the court, absent certain situations where there could be a threat or danger to the children. But we definitely want to make sure that we're positioning fathers who want to maximize their time with their children in the right position to ensure that if the marriage cannot continue on and the family unit would have to be dissolved, that we're in a good position, in a good place, to make sure that we're spending time with the children.
The old phrase, cooler heads prevail, seems to come into play here, that you don't want to do anything rash. You don't want to act on emotion. You try. I know that's a little easier said than done, but you really try to try to have ice water in your veins, I guess, as much as possible when you deal with something like this. That boy, it can certainly be temperamental as the days go by.
It can, and that's another good point that we advise our clients, that you really. It's easy for us to say take a step back, but when we are advising clients, we want to let them know that the situation you're going through is going to be very stressful, and there could be at times where you just want to either walk away or fight very aggressively, but we need to do it in the right manner, and cooler heads do prevail. And we really caution clients to stay away from social media. That can be very detrimental to a case, because a lot of times people want to express their thoughts and their feelings, but that information can be discoverable, and it could be what either wins your case or loses your case. So we really want to have that conversation with the father to let them know, we understand what you're going through, but here's what we're going to need to do to make sure that at the end of the day, if the family unit is not going to stay intact, then we're positioning ourselves in the right direction to be able to zealously put forth a good case on your behalf, so we can maximize that time with your children.
Dan, any final thoughts as we approach Father's Day 2018?
I commend all the dads that are out there. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Continue to really spend as much time with your kids. The time does go by fast. And if there is ever a situation where you feel that you are being taken advantage of or not in a good situation, please reach out to my firm. We do have a Springfield office, as you mentioned earlier, and we'd be more than happy to sit down and discuss the situation with you and what we can do to either move forward now or put you in a good position in the future.
Dan Caniel with Cordell. And Cordell, thanks so much for stopping by.
No, I appreciate the time, Sean. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.